Yemeni number one. Yo, what is up, motherfuckers? How's everybody doing? My computer almost just took a shit right now. It literally almost took a shit. That's why it took me a second. I apologize for taking a second to get this thing started if you guys were watching it live. I did everything right, too. I restarted my computer, tried to do a fresh restart, and then after the restart, it just started bogging down right as soon as I hit live. And I'm talking like, so let's just hope everything else works.
Come on, man.
You guys hear that shit? Anyways, it's good to be back. Hope you guys had a good week. Hope you guys had a good weekend. I hope the Chinese are listening. Listen, man. Look, the way things are going nowadays, it doesn't seem like there's going to be an America anymore, not too long from now. Everywhere I look, all I see are fat, miserable people. How do you fight a war with fat, miserable people? You don't. You just lose it. You lose it. You know, I've always said this. America is for sale. You know? It seems like the only real reason why no one has invaded us yet is because we drive the world's economy. So many countries, so many business people from all around the world come here to sell their products because Americans will buy anything. I think that was the famous Winston Churchill quote. Americans will buy anything. I predict in 25 years, the place that I'm living right now will be called United States of China. Better start learning Mandarin, bitches. You ready to be a Chinese citizen? And just so everybody knows, Chinese is not a race. It's a nationality. So, are you ready to be Chinese? I'm ready to be Chinese. I'm mentally prepared for the invasion. I don't even think it's going to be an invasion anymore. I think Americans will just willfully let it happen. Willfully. You know, like how we willfully allow our own leaders to like bend us over and sodomize us with our own tax dollars. And we're like, do it again, please. So China is in America right now. I'm sad that I'm just figuring it out. Like, I don't really watch the news that much to begin with. That's why I like try to stay happy. Any type of news that I get, I try to read it, and catch it in other sources, like some good podcasts to listen to, like, Breaking Points is a good podcast, I think. You know, like, nobody's going to be 100% great, but these are two journalists that came together. They're, one is a Republican, the other one is one's a conservative, one's a liberal. And they both report on the same topics together. And it's healthy because they do it cordially. They are not trying to get you to feel a lot of news shows that you watch right now. A lot of TV news, when you watch it, all the people on the news have to play a certain character, and the character is, hey, that other side, fuck those people, right? So if you like watching Fox News, it's like, oh, them damn liberals. And then when you're watching MSNBC, it's like, oh, them damn Republicans. And then that just causes toxicity, you know, that just causes us to be toxic towards each other instead of going back to the old days of like being able to have a discussion, man. Like back in the day, you know, you would have to meet in the middle to make things happen, right? So anyways, the fuck was I just talking about? Just got off on the subject of politicians. Every time I think of a politician, I want to punch him in the face. The fuck was I just talking about? But anyways, China's here, man. China is hither. And it's kind of fucking scary. You know, like when you watch the FBI hearings that I'll play up in a second. It's the part of me is like, it's how stoic everybody is about all the stuff that's coming our way. Like if you go back to like the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, a lot of politicians and world leaders were very afraid to let the public know too many things. Like if you were to go back to into the 70s and say that there was going to be an internet and satellites are going to be accessed by everyone, some corporations like Google are going to be mapping out the entire world, every nook and cranny. There's going to be pictures, satellite pictures. Your everyday person is going to be able to pull up a computer and just look at a satellite view of the Pentagon to figure out whatever they want to figure out. People in the 70s would be like, that'll never happen. There's no fucking way. And here we are. Now we got all this fucking information. It's all out there for us. And I think people are just overloaded with information. I think most people are like not only overloaded by information, but if you watch cable news, people are being distracted, right? Because like the news, honestly, man, they're not really giving you the news that you need to listen to. They'll give you facts, but they'll give you facts on things that they want you to pay attention to so that you don't pay attention to the stuff that you need to pay attention to, right? Right? Like over here, they're stealing your homes, right? And this is the report that we should be hearing, right? Or like how any political group is doing things to screw us over, you know, like with college tuition, so to speak, right? Like now they're what, $10,000? Now it's nothing, and in the end, it was like it wasn't even something that they really wanted to pass. It's just they wanted to get you on their side, and then once you got them elected, they weren't gonna do it again. But everyone's stoic as fuck. And that's what's kind of tripping me. Like nobody really cares anymore. And I think that is very interesting. And I don't know, man. I tried to picture, you know, if anybody like picture if we were to get attacked. Like I probably said this before, but like I remember I was in Oklahoma City or like in Kansas. And you just walk around that town. And you see the type of people that are there. I'm like, I look around and I'm like, are any of these people capable of like walking half a block without getting winded? You know? And who knows? I mean, in the future, we're going to be fighting with robots anyway. The robots are going to do the fighting for us. Then it's going to be about who has the better robot. Did you see that San Francisco just let, they just passed a law that said that robot cops are allowed to shoot people, something to that effect. I didn't look into it that much, but that's something that a headline that I saw, and I'm like, what in the fuck? To me, is what's really funny is that I always thought as a liberal we were anti-war, and you know, it's always the Republicans that were pro-war, and now we're just starting to find out that no, Republicans are pro-war. They just want people to blow up people. Now we're finding out that liberals are also pro-war, but they would just rather machines blow up people. So like when Obama was droning Yemen or a whole bunch of other places, he was the drone president, right? Before that was Bush, got lied us into war. Liberals got mad, you know? And basically what happened was, is during that time, everyone was like, hey, come on now. Liberals were like, hey, come on now. We know that we're blowing up people in other countries, but wouldn't you rather have a handsome, educated black man blowing up people in other countries? Come on. Come on. Come on. But yeah, China's here, bro. China is here. Let's watch this real quick. I'm also going to have to pull something up that I wanted to talk about that just popped in my head. But let's watch this real quick. This hearing that they had in Congress on November 17th, which I'm mad that I'm just finding out about. Let's check it out.
Here's my question, and I don't know, Secretary Marcus or Director Ray, if you want to answer it. It's been reported that the Chinese Communist Party are operating police stations in the United States in an effort to surveil Chinese dissidents. It seems obvious the U.S. shouldn't allow its most significant geopolitical rival, an oppressive communist regime, to establish police stations in the U.S. What authority or jurisdiction does the CCP have in the U.S.? And I don't know which one wanted to testify.
Well, Senator, like you, I'm very concerned about this. We are aware of the existence of these stations. I had to be careful about discussing our specific investigative work, but to me it is outrageous to think that the Chinese police would attempt to set up shop, you know, in New York, let's say, without proper coordination. It violates sovereignty and circumvents standard judicial and law enforcement cooperation processes. And the reason this is so important is because we have seen a clear pattern of the Chinese government, the Chinese Communist Party, exporting their repression right here into the U.S. And we've had now a number of indictments that you may have seen of the Chinese engaging in uncoordinated law, quote-unquote, law enforcement action right here in the United States, harassing, stalking, surveilling, blackmailing people who they just don't like or who disagree with the Xi regime. And so it's a real problem, and it's something that we're talking with our foreign partners about as well, because we're not the only country where this has occurred.
And he said that that's not the only country that's occurred. And I just pulled up an article where just recently Germany just uncovered some. And now we're finding out Australia also. There was a map that I saw. I didn't get a chance to pull it up. There was a map that I pulled up earlier that showed how many countries. I think right now we're at like 50 countries that these police stations are there. And apparently, from what I was reading, supposedly it's supposed to be the Chinese government's way of bringing back their Chinese citizens that are dissidents, that, you know, maybe are working here, but then also, like, you know, they don't feel, they don't, they're, so to speak, they're, you know, and also it's criminals, you know, apparently that they're coming for criminals, or maybe they're just labeling them as criminals. That's the thing, is like, how do you even trust anything that comes from that government, right? You know, what if they're here to actually just, I would, come on, you know they're spying on us. They're not just here just picking up their people. They probably are doing that, but then also getting another thing. And here's the thing that's crazy about America, is if you think about it, you couldn't do this in China. We couldn't open up a police station in China, right? I mean, because everyone there is Chinese, right? So it's like you would have to get like Chinese Americans to go to China, I suppose, to do that. Out here, I mean, like, because we got so many people living in one freaking country, I can see how easy it is for, and there's Chinese people everywhere. Everywhere you go, man. Come on. There's billions of Chinese people in the world, and they're everywhere. Everywhere. So it's like it's almost like perfect for them to be able to do this. What do you guys think? Do you think that we have anything to worry about? Because I don't know. To me, what blows me the fuck away is that like this is something that they just figured out, and not just now they peered into it a little bit, and they're finding 50-some countries have this. There's something that they're definitely not telling us. You know what I mean? Like, what if we are already United States of China, but we're just pretending that we're not? I don't know. My mind's going a million different ways. Let's check out this other clip.
So when you know they're here, do you know if they're surveilling U.S. citizens? Do you know that yet? Do you have enough information to know if they are?
Well, again, I don't want to get too far into our ongoing investigative work, but as I said, we have seen plenty of situations in the past where the Chinese government, under the pretext of going after corruption, have essentially used that as a vehicle to surveil. We've had situations where they've planted bugs inside Americans' cars, for example. And one of the things that we're seeing more and more is them hiring private investigators here in the U.S. to essentially be their agents, if you will, to conduct some of this work. So this is something we're trying to call out, and it's important that Chinese Americans and Chinese dissidents who are here know to call the FBI to report when they think they may have been targeted with this conduct.
We're fucked. We are fucked. We are so fucked. So fucked. I don't know. I can't wait to see like what more is going to be coming out of that. Because like, I don't know, man. I think we're way too drunk on being a superpower that we have no idea how dangerous the entire world is. It almost feels like the chickens have been coming to roost, and just now they've reached the property line, and we still don't even know what to do about it. Good times ahead, man. Pick up time to learn Mandarin and you know, give up your rights and shit. So I wanted to bring this thing up. This is, and you know, you guys hear me time and time again talking about how much I hate racism and how much I can't stand how easy it is for people to be like manipulated, especially when they use race to manipulate us. I'm going to share with you guys. I'm not going to post it. I'm just going to read from it. Okay. And this is just fucking, and I'm sure other people would be like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. But for me, it is, because to me, seeing how people can't know what they're doing is wrong scares the fuck out of me. You know, like, even as a liberal, the thing that scares me the most about some liberals is how it's okay to be outwardly racist or prejudiced towards white people in a way that makes them so fucking stupid. Now, this is not all liberals, but man, I'm finding a handful of the people that I know are starting to really espouse some dumbass fucking ideas, man. And then it's just like part of me wishes that they could just switch out the word white for black or Jewish and see exactly how that comes off and why it's okay. So, but not only that, it's the stupidity of it. So I had a friend recently reach out to me in text, and they want, and you know, I wouldn't say like a long time friend. It's a friend that I've known, you know, that I see in passing every so often. But they sent me a text message because they know that I like to invest in real estate. And that's really all I know where to invest. And then they reached out to me, and then they said that, you know, they got an inheritance. They want to know where to put the money at. Real estate probably isn't something that they probably want to get into right away or anytime soon. Are there any other avenues where I could put my money at? Then I ended up telling them, well, you know, you could like get a financial advisor. And they said, well, I got a financial advisor that they recommended to me at the big bank that I go to. And, well, that's when I went back to her and I said, hey, well, you know, yeah, you can do that too. Or you can get a financial advisor that you're going to stick with all the time, I go, because this financial advisor that's working to get you into a package in one of these big banks, they probably won't be doing that job for too long. They may get promoted and then they're no longer doing that. Now you got to work with a newer person. And, you know, my thing was, it's probably better to go ahead and get someone that you know. And I said, I could recommend you someone. You know, I go, all I really know is real estate. But when it comes to investing in other things, you might want to talk to somebody else, right? So they said they got a financial advisor, Chase. They wanted to know, whatever, right? So I told them exactly what I said in text, as detailed as possible. And so then I think I said something to the effect of like, you know, hey, you just got to understand that every financial advisor is trying to make money. They make money when you make money, but then they also make money just getting you in the package, right? So sometimes, you know, you got to take it with a grain of salt. You know, like you know, you think you trust someone, but at the same time, everyone has motives, whatever. Then they hit me back with this. Yeah, it just occurred to me that he was selling me on it, talking about the financial advisor that was given to her at the bank. But I also got a good vibe from him because he's black. And he was super straightforward. What? I felt like at least I'm not getting ripped off by a white man. But yes, he might not be around forever. Would I need to pay for your guy for a consultation, you think? And then my question was, you got a good vibe because he was black? And they responded, yeah, I sometimes feel like the white man can be out to get you. I'm fucking dumbfounded right now. I'm literally dumbfounded right now. And I know that in some circles, it's like, it's just white people. We're punching up. We're punching up. It's okay. White people are powerful. We're punching up. Okay, sure. I get that. I'm not saying that we shouldn't enjoy having white people be the butt of all like racist jokes, but those are jokes. Yeah, we're punching up when we're joking. That's fun. That's a good time, right? The people that have the privilege just have to sort of take the jabs that are coming to them. Funny, great. I'm all for that. But in the realm of reality, I couldn't believe I was reading this. This is not even a joke. It's not even a joke. Let's read it again. But let's replace the word white with Jewish. Yeah, it just occurred to me that he was selling me on it. But I also got a good vibe from him because he was black and he was super straightforward. I felt like at least I'm not getting ripped off by a Jewish man. But yes, he might not be around forever. Would I need to pay for your guy for a consultation, you think? And then the other thing was, yeah, I sometimes feel like the Jewish man can be out to get you. Whew, that stings even more, doesn't it? Right? Because we're very conditioned in this country, especially in the West. You don't fucking speak ill, you know, of Jewish people. They've been persecuted for so long. Haven't you watched all the Holocaust movies and everything and Hitler bad, Hitler bad, Hitler bad, Hitler bad? It's not to say that he's not bad or none of that stuff didn't happen. I'm just saying in our country, we really, really, really put being racist towards Jewish people way above over anyone else. That's just how the stigma is. Now, when I read this fucking shit back, how does that sound? Sounds like fucking shit. Sounds like you're talking to a crazy person. Now, to me, it's not about, like, can you, like, not be racist towards whites? That's not the point. The point is that how are you, a person that's able to, should be able to see through this bullshit, not see how fucked up your thinking is? I didn't respond back. I didn't know how to respond back. I just left that on read. I'm just like, yo. I also got a good vibe from him because he's black. I hate to say this, okay? But if you're investing money and the thing that you hold to the highest of priorities, the most importance while you're investing money is race, then you deserve to lose all your money. That's all I got to say. Just you deserve to get ripped off. I mean, I just don't understand that mindset. To me, like what I hear from that is someone who's been so caught up in their little echo chamber, right? It could be liberal, it could be conservative, it could be anybody, religious, fat, skinny people, anorexic, whatever groups, they come together and then they just like echo these talking points to each other. They normalize those talking points within those echo chambers. And because they don't get challenged by people from other walks of life or the opposite side of the aisle, because they, people like that typically that are in echo chambers, they avert dealing with people like that. They don't want to deal with the other idea. You know, usually those are the freaking people that are just easily manipulated. And this is low, and that echo chamber of like saying the same stuff over and over again and not being challenged, it normalizes it to a point where all of a sudden you can say something stupid like this that you think is okay, but it's not. It's fucked up. This shit scares me. This shit, does it scare you guys? Anybody that's listening, tell me, comment below. Let me know. Does something like this bother you? Or is this something that, you know, you think that it's just, because I'll hear white people all the time, especially liberal white people, and they'll just discount it. They're like, oh, just get over it. It's just white people. We can handle it. And it's like, no, it's not about you handling it. It's about the collective group of people and how we process information. If you're now fucking saying that that is okay, then what's the next step? I mean, talk like this in the beginnings is what got Jewish people persecuted over and over again. These dumbass ideas, you know? Like these dumbass ideas of like looking at someone's race and then just saying things about them like that. After a while, it wears away at like the way people think. Then that thing becomes reality. And then what? Now we're going to have a Holocaust on white people or white? Even if that's not what it goes to, it still shows me that we're fucked, man. So United States of China, it's coming. You know, I should have did this at the top of the show. I got shows coming, guys. I am booking a tour right now. I am going around. I'll be in many, many places. Go to MikeFromDetroit.com. You can see my tour dates there. If you're watching this live, anybody hearing this today, December 9th, 2022, December 9th, I'll be at the Hollywood Roosevelt Theater tonight, dressed up. I got that's like a show that we all got to get suited up. Which is going to be kind of weird for me because every time I'm doing stand-up, I'm always dressed like a degenerate Puerto Rican baseball fan. Now I got a fucking, you know, got to be Arab Andrew Tate. Then we got the next day tomorrow, December 10th, 10 o'clock show. I'll be at the Ha Ha Comedy Club. And then Seattle, I'm coming for you. Guys, the first weekend in January, January 6th and 7th, I'm headlining Club Comedy. Please come out to that. I'm trying to pack that bitch out. I'll be at the Comedy Store January 12th in the Belly Room for Crack 'Em Up Thursdays. And then San Diego, I'm coming to the Madhouse Comedy Club 14th and 15th. And I'm also doing Comedy Heights at Twigs. In San Diego, and then also in February 17th and 18th, Laughs Unlimited Comedy Club, Sacramento. I'm coming for you guys, Sacramento. And then, all the way out in May, I'll be in Arizona, May 18th, 19th, and 20th, 5 shows at JP's Comedy Club. So you motherfuckers better come out. Ha 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 ha. I need to get a guest on this show, man. I need to get another guest on this show. It's been a minute. I do want to put some more effort into this, and I have been here and there, but you know, other things are calling, you know. So like, I'm really trying to get those clips up. I really appreciate everyone following me on Instagram and TikTok and liking those clips and sharing them. I really appreciate it. It helps me a lot. I want to talk about white people and how cute they are with the things that they say. And I think that the cute things that white people say it's no wonder you guys rule the world. I think this is the reason why white people rule the world. It's because y'all can like blow up an entire country. You see how I'm being racist now? This is for jokes, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, white politicians could blow up another freaking country, but then because you guys say something like gee willikers and molly wop, it just clears out the room. The other day I was talking to, and Bolte, if you're listening right now, I was talking to Ritz. It's a guy that we served with. I haven't heard from him in a long time, so I called him while I was on a car ride. And if you know anything about Ritz, he's a hard-charging United States Marine who's now a dean of an elementary school. And being a dean of elementary schools, you have to, like, really, really, you know, watch your P's and Q's when it comes to cussing. And he said something about the kids flipping out and chucking nuggets. I'm like, chucking nuggets? You mean like they're throwing up? I didn't even ask the question. I just laughed my ass off and almost like barreled off the freaking road. And then if you listen to like Ritz, the way he talks, he's like a very happy-go-lucky white guy. And like, yeah, you know, all the kids and the kids and the Skippy McGee sacks and fucking chucking nuggets and, you know, and someone's not happy. And but that motherfucker will kill you. He will fucking gouge your eyeballs out and eat them. In front of your family, in front of your mom, in front of your cat. You tell that guy kill and he will murder. He's a Marine. He's a fucking Marine. Your motherfucker is straight killer. But he's chucking nuggets. Fucking white people. Y'all so cute, man. Really cute. I think like if Arabs and like other minority groups that are oppressed started saying cuter things, you know, like that, like if we had our own thing, you know? You know? Like Jewish people, oy vey, oy vey. Something like that. So that they stop vilifying us. You know what I mean? Like white people, it's really hard to take, like white politicians and dictators, they get away with murder. They get away with murder, man. They get away with murder because y'all be saying cute shit and it softens it up. Well, someone's not happy. Well, yeah, someone's not happy. We're blowing up their fucking homes. Someone woke up on the wrong side of the bed. What the fuck was I just going to pull up? Any other words that you guys can comment on? Let me know, man. I want to. What are some of these funny ass white people words, bro? How come I can't get this? Oh, it's still. I might need a new computer, man. I'm thinking about buying a new phone. Apple has definitely been making our phones slow down. I know it. This phone that I got right here is a brand new iPhone 11. I know you're like, iPhone 11. I've had it for a while, right? I've had it for 2 years. But then I had a warranty claim, and then they, instead of like giving me a refurbished phone, they gave me a brand new, never opened iPhone 11, and then I installed the new operating system, and as soon as I installed the new operating system, it slowed the fuck down, which goes to prove that the, you know, that whole thing that we found out that Apple is slowing down your your phone with each new update so that it'll force you to buy your newer phone. And now they kind of got me, man. I'm going to have to fucking do it. Do it good. Do it. I just wanted to see real quick if I could pull up. I had a whole list here of stuff. One, because my shit is so slow. Went down the wrong pipe. That's another white person saying. And he, you know what? I'm guilty of saying a lot of these things because a lot of my friends are white. I'm a fucking, I can't be an Oreo because I'm not black. If there was like a chocolate Oreo. Yeah, like if I'm eating chips, somebody like brought chips and I'm eating too much of them, I'm like, get these away from me. That's a fucking white people thing to say, you know? This ain't my first rodeo. Another thing I say that I think white people always say is like whenever you like go to a place that's supposed to be busy and then you get there and there's no line and then right when you get there, a line forms behind you. And then your white girlfriend will be like, wow, we got here just in the right time. Fuck. I got a show tonight. I got to get dressed and I am pretty fucking stressed about it. I'm not even going to lie. I do not like getting dressed up, especially to do a comedy show. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know what I'm going to wear. I got this jacket that makes me look like I'm Neo in the Matrix, but that I'm Arab or something. Like, I don't know. Or I can wear a suit. I don't know. I got to figure that shit out. All right, guys, I got to get going. I do want to keep this podcast going. Oh, there was another person that joined in. Well, you just missed it. I got to get going.
Come on, man.
You should have fucking showed up earlier. Follow me, MikeFromDetroit.com. Follow all my social media links. Next week, I think I'm going to try to get me a guest. If there's anybody listening out there that wants to help me produce this podcast, hit me up at Mike@MikeFromDetroit.com. All right, guys, I got to get going. I hate to cut this too early, but I got a whole lot of shit to do, like stress out about what I'm going to wear tonight at the show that I got to get dressed up for. All right, guys, peace out. Till next time, deuces.
Public Yemeni number one.